Good morning, everyone. It's Nico with another thought load, and I want to be honest today. Today I don't have any notes. Today is something that I wanted to speak about from the heart, and something that I've noticed a lot, I've connected a lot of dots recently, and I just wanted to share with you what I've seen and what I've heard from family members and what I've experienced. And all of this has to do with perspective. I think a big part of what I've seen recently is there's a lot of people in this world that don't want to listen to the perspectives of others. They think that they have all the answers. And in doing so, they cut themselves off from other people in the world. You know, if we have a steadfast perception of what politics should be like, if we have a steadfast perception of what parenting should be like, or how we should treat our partner in our relationship, or simple stuff, I guess, like how to build something or how to buy a house, whatever it may be, there's ideas and perceptions within all of us that I think sometimes we may be a little too stubborn about. And some of the things I've noticed are actually in stories that I've heard from family members. Here's one from my mom, okay? Now, I don't remember doing this, but apparently there was a moment where I was 6, 7, 8 years old, and I sat down next to my mom having dinner or lunch or whatever meal it was. And shortly thereafter, my mom got up. And apparently I said something along the lines of, how would you feel if you sat down to eat with your best friend and they ignored you and left? And apparently my mom was like, damn, sat back down. And listen, I don't remember that, but that's an interesting component of this perspective as well. One is that a child who has no experience with deep relationships, with talking to people, with anything, can say something so profound that it gets a parent to totally change what they're doing. That's pretty wild. And the other side of it too is the expectation factor, right? Sure, like I'm not a parent, so I don't know if that's normal for kids to do or for kids to have those types of moments or comments. But if we're simply assuming that a child can't make those types of connections or can't say those types of things, we're less likely to pay attention to them. And that's the same type of thing that happens in every aspect of life, at least that we're stubborn about. And when it comes to perspectives, right? If we think that we know the answers, are we going to listen to someone that might have a different viewpoint on the topic that we're thinking about? Right. And the interesting part there is when we do that, when we push other people away, when we push other perspectives away, we stop learning. And something that I've noticed over time is I try to listen to those perspectives. Am I perfect? No. I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm just like every other human being. There are days and moments where I get cranky or I don't want to listen to other people or what have you. But for the most part, I do try to listen to people who have totally different perspectives as me. And it's usually because there might be a shed of truth in something that they're going to say that can positively impact my life. And I feel like that's the important perspective I want to share with you today. to leave that side of you open, to drop the guard when it comes to believing that you know the answer. Let's all start thinking that none of us have the answer. Some of us might have interesting and powerful and scientifically accurate perspectives, but those are also perspectives that are meant for this moment. I'll try and explain what I just said if I can. In today's day and world, we know X amount about science. And so there might be someone that comes up to you with a scientific perspective about your health or your life that is accurate. But it's also accurate based on what we know now. 50 years from now, 20 years from now, that perspective may be dead wrong. And so it's a combination of understanding that we don't know everything ever, especially in today's day and age with all the technological advancements that we're making and everything that we're learning from day to day. I'm pretty sure most of us can agree that we know a lot more than we did 4 years ago, and 4 years ago we thought we knew everything. So keep that open mind when it comes to those perspectives and realize that there might be a shred of truth in them, but they also may change over time, and all of that is okay. It's okay that we have strong convictions for the beliefs that we have. It's okay that people might tell us things that we don't agree with. It's okay that those people that tell us things that they're convinced of, they might be wrong. And so can we. And what I hope this message does, what the message that I'm trying to send here, is that regardless of your experience in life, what you've accomplished, the things that you do on a daily basis, I urge you to always be open to different perspectives. Even if you're talking to someone who has never done what you're doing before, see what they have to say. You do not have to agree with what they have to say, and that's okay. But let them speak and be there to listen and respond in kind. Just because they say something you don't like does not mean you have to tell them off about it. Just say thank you, appreciate your perspective, and keep going on about your life. You don't have to use any of that information they just gave you. But the point there is, you never know when they might say something that you can use. And if you simply shut other people off, you're never going to get any of those perspectives that can actually help you move forward in life. Now, I'm doing this to share this perspective, but to also keep myself accountable. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I want to be better at this. I want to be open to hear what other people have to say and in control enough of my emotions that if they say something I don't like, I'm not going to freak out about it. And even though I know I'm not going to be perfect, I hope that this little self-reminder here, this thought load for both you and me, can help me stay on track with that and at least remember that that's what I'm trying to do. So guys, I hope this resonates for you. I know this might be a little confusing because my brain's jumping all over the place. And like I said, I don't have any notes here. This one's from the heart. But I hope you see that all perspectives are welcome. At least they should be. But just because they're welcome does not mean they're going to be accepted or used. And that's okay too. So I hope you have a wonderful week enjoying and listening to new perspectives. And I hope some of those perspectives give you the positive push that you need to move forward and achieve whatever you're dreaming of in life. Guys, stay tuned next week for another thought load. And as always, begin the duel, win the day.